It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The Amtrak train crash that killed three people near DuPont happened 2 years ago. A report found much of the blame lies with Sound Transit. It was in State Senator Steve Oban's district. What was your reaction when you heard what happened on this day 2 years ago?
Potential loss of life. It wasn't clear what the extent of the injuries and potential fatalities were, so that obviously is what my first thoughts were. And then the second was the recognition it was in my district. So then I quickly cut short what I was doing and went down to the location of the derailment to see if I could get a better understanding of what happened and if there's any state resources or other things I could do to help the first responders.
What has changed since then?
Well, the immediate change was the so-called fast rail service. That was, of course, the inaugural trip. Has been suspended, and there's been a long-running investigation by first the NTSB, and then, as I understand it, Sound Transit, which owns the rail, did their own internal investigation. But the conclusion was, of course, that the primary party responsible for that derailment was Sound Transit, because they owned the rail, and it was their responsibility under railroad regulations to certify that this new service was going to be conducted in a safe manner, and they failed to do that substantially, so the NTSB found. So we've at least understood in the last 2 years what went wrong, who was primarily responsible for it. What we don't know yet, and I am not terribly confident we will know under the current system, is whether the necessary changes have been made by Sound Transit, by Amtrak, by the Department of Transportation to fully fulfill the recommendations of the NTSB so that we can be assured that if service is resumed, we won't have another catastrophe. And frankly, if I had my druthers, it would never be resumed, because it's never been a safe concept to be running fast rail through suburban residential areas of Lakewood and DuPont. But I don't have the assurance, and I don't think the people of the state of Washington have the assurance, that those NTSB recommendations have been followed through with by Sound Transit and the other parties. That's why I have a bill that would require the Utilities and Transportation Commission to be the body responsible for certifying that those NTSB recommendations have in fact been followed through and fully implemented. Until we have a bill like that, there's actually no entity, no authority, which was one of the requirements of NTSB, to certify that rail service is safe. And until we have somebody that will independently make that evaluation, I don't think rail service should be resumed.
I wouldn't think this is a partisan issue. Safety is something that generally is bipartisan. Is there a will to act in this legislative session?
I haven't seen any other proposal that would require some outside agency like the UTC, which is set up for this very thing, to make an independent certification that the NTSB recommendations have been fully followed and implemented. I would invite support from my friends across the aisle. I think they should be equally concerned. This is a significant loss of life, significant property damage, significant interference with a critical highway that serves our state. We can't let this happen again, and I don't think we should have any reason to trust that Sound Transit has made the necessary changes before this service resumes. I think it's important to, as you asked, to look at the last 2 years. What do we know? What's changed? And unfortunately, I don't think enough has changed. We do need, whether it's my bill or something else, that sets up an independent body to make sure that this service through Lakewood and DuPont doesn't result in loss of life and injury in the future.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.